Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Lost in all the conversation about Sam Darnold costing himself a lot of money was just how dang good the Rams looked last night. And look, when they have to go to Philly and they have to go on the road and maybe not be riding the emotional wave that they are right now, that looked like a Rams team, especially on the defensive side, that looked like they were just playing loose, free. And I don't know, this is corny, but like for something bigger, right? Like how much everything that was going around in LA and the fact that they got uprooted. And did you see the timeline that they popped up on the pregame show on ESPN on Countdown?
No.
It was like Thursday, fire start near facility, practice shortened, like players evacuated, all of a sudden, like the call to action, how everything happened with getting the game moved Friday. By Friday, Thursday, a fire starts near their facility. By Friday,
the game's got moved.
The entire team, their families, their pets are on planes to go to Phoenix. They have a shortened practice. By Saturday, they are back to full practice. Everything is business as usual. Sunday is like, all right, we've already sold 52,000 tickets to this game in 2 hours in Arizona.
36,000 were Rams fans, season ticket holders.
It was nuts to see just how quickly it all came together. Like, just think logistically of what it took to move a game completely from Thursday to Monday. Operations, everything.
You got to get people working in that building. Like, there's a lot of stuff. You got to make sure the field's ready to go, because otherwise you wouldn't have a field ready to go because Cardinals aren't playing.
Cardinals came up huge in this. The Bidwell family actually came up really big, and like, they're billionaires. They got the money. But like, to make it as homey as possible, like they matched all the paints on the field. They lined their practice field as close to what the Rams have theirs done as they possibly can. Like, they went above and beyond to make sure that this game went off. And when you see how well the Rams played, my goodness, man.
Yeah.
And they're getting performances from guys that you just would not expect. Because remember, Les Snead went F them picks. This past year, Jared Verse was the first round pick since Jared Goff in 2016. This roster's built with a bunch of dudes that are second, third, fourth round picks. And they're thriving right now.
Yeah, no, you look at the impact from the counting stats alone. Again, they end up with 9 sacks, 10 TFLs. And you look at it, you've got Neville Gallimore, which that sounds like somebody who was knighted from England.
Harry Potter character, Neville Longbottom.
Byron Young, Michael Hoke, you're like, okay. Kobe Turner, like you just kind of go down the list and you're like, guys that you don't expect to pop up on this. And it's just up and down the list of the impact from the front. Braden Fisk, who's been probably their most dominant defensive lineman this year, was the one that registered probably the least in the counting statistics last night. And yet up and down the defensive roster, you just had contribution after contribution after contribution.
He's a rookie second round pick.
Yeah. And a teammate of Jared Verse.
That's crazy, man. Like, think of like Kyren Williams was a 5th-round pick, Puka Nacua 5th-round pick, Steve Avila their interior offensive lineman 2nd-round pick, Bo Limmer offensive lineman 6th-round pick, Fisk 2nd-rounder, Kobe Turner's a 3rd-rounder, Byron Young 3rd-rounder, Kobe Durant 4th-rounder. Kobe Durant, did they like they stumble into that one because there's no way they like they have Kobe Bryant and Kevin Durant in one name. Holy smokes. Quentin Lake, sixth round pick. Cameron Kitchens, third round pick. Jalen McCullough, undrafted. Yeah. That's 12 players that are playing significant roles for the Rams.
Impact football.
That they did it with one guy who's a first round pick in Jared Verse over the last 3 years. That is incredible. And then you see the mix of talent that they get with guys like Matthew Stafford, who's sitting there and showing you, still got it. Yeah. You know, Cooper Kupp, still got it. I mean, it's incredible what the Rams are doing.
No, Matthew Stafford, like 19 to 27, 209, two touchdowns. It's not the best game you've ever seen anybody play. And if you look at the team stats, the drive summary type stuff, they're 2 of 9 on third downs.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like they were masterful offensively, but there was 3 throws that Matthew Stafford made. That one of them was to convert a third down where the blitz is in his face. He gets smacked around, layers it over the linebacker. They do the dive in slow-mo camera, and you see the linebacker spin and reach back, and the ball clears his finger by like maybe a half an inch. And you're like, poof, okay. And it drops right in the tight end's hands, right in front of the safety and for a first down. And you just go, and Aikman, this is like a summary of what he said. He's like, look, you can talk about quarterback play in the NFL and the level that it's at and blah, blah, blah. There's 3 or 4 guys in the entire league that can make that throw, and he's one of them. He threw all of the scheme and all the other stuff. It's like, no, there's just some guys that most guys can't make that throw. He can.
Yep.
And that's what that play was. And you just kind of went, whew, it's not your day, Vikings. It's just not your day.
Well, I mean, think of, like, you know, this text, Vancouver 4 text line, coaching and GM matters. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And Sean McVay is done an incredible job. There's a reason why, like, everybody that is on a staff with Sean McVay, people want to hire, including Kevin O'Connell, right? Raheem Morris goes and he gets another head coaching job, so they have to bring in Chris Shula, who's a linebackers coach, and he's a first-year defensive coordinator. Defense comes up absolutely enormous in the biggest game of the year.
All season.
But that matters. The compatibility between Les Snead and Sean McVay to evaluate talent and say, like, that it's circulating now, the McVay saying, we're going to nail this 5th-round pick. It was Puka Nacua. Yeah, you nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty dang good. They do a really good job of evaluating guys that fit in the scheme and the system and what their roster needs the most, and you can find those gems in the later rounds of the draft. They do an incredible job at that, and they've done it several years. Like, they're stacking these drafts back to back to back. They lost Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
The most dominant defensive lineman.
Maybe ever.
Maybe ever, yeah. And they're like, we'll just go win a playoff round. You know, like, okay.
We'll go get this second round kid from Florida State named Braden Fisk, and he's going to be a guy that commands double teams every single snap. It's like,
yeah.
Okay. The thing is, and I think this is true, I was having the discussion, was it Saturday night, the Blazers game, just talking about, like, the connection between front offices and coaching staffs on identifying talent and, like, fits. And we were talking about it in the as it relates to styles in sports and how some of that is dying. The Rams, you take a look at Puka Nacua, I think specifically, personifies what they want. Like, they weren't out to try to get the next A.J. Brown. They weren't trying to get the next Justin Jefferson. Like, they said, hey, this guy is a good route runner, but what he does with the ball afterwards, and it's not it's with speed, it's with power. He's a running back in the open field. He seeks contact. He gets yak yards not through, you know, creating separation, but by playing physically. And that's the style that we want to employ. And they identify, like, a group of traits. And they say, we can work with X, Y, and Z. Hey, they don't have A or B, but they do have these. And within that, like, and that's how you find these things that work. And it's like the style of the Rams makes sense. Like, if I asked you, like, what is kind of personified the Rams over the last 8 years since these guys have been working together? And it's, you want to say the McVay stuff as far as, like, the offensive genius, but they've been built through physical play.
Yeah, I think where they probably changed the most is that when you have a quarterback like Matthew Stafford, you mentioned 2 throws that he made, but it's that game control, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's identifying what is going to happen so you're not in trouble pre-snap and post-snap. That alleviates so much, and you can mask so much more of it. Like, they would not be this team with Jared Goff. And that's not a shot at Jared Goff, but because look at where Jared Goff is. He's the number one overall seed. You know, he is going to be the guy that is hosting the Commanders this week. And with Matthew Stafford, you have a guy that he's that doctor who can make sure all of the, he's like the ER doctor, right? Triage, making sure all the major bleeding stops and then get you to a spot where then you can facilitate and distribute, because Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, two very good receivers. Mm-hmm. Tyler Higbee, who apparently he got hit in the chest. He was coughing up blood.
Ooh.
Traveled home with the team, and McVay said he expects him to play on Sunday.
So, I mean, if you're making the flight, he's okay, because if you're coughing up blood and it's a lung thing and you're not going to go to 30,000 feet.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. But those guys aren't the game breakers that you see, like, I don't know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, mm-hmm, and Jameson Williams and Sam Laporta, and the list goes on and on.
Like guys that are like first, second, third best, right, in their position in the league.
And how quickly they've turned over the offensive line, which was the biggest issue for them, mm-hmm, right? They've done an incredible job, but having Stafford there really smooths everything over.
I mean, think about that team real quick, and like what they've lost in Whitworth and in Aaron Donald. Like, you just kind of like anchors and pillars of your franchise.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and just keep it moving. That is pretty insane. I know Les Snead is talked about as a good general manager. He's not given nearly the credit he should be, considering what they have built and how long this run has gone on for.
No doubt about it. Huge win for the Los Angeles Rams. And now they go back and kind of reality sets in. They don't know where they're going to practice moving forward, as they got a trip to Philly to take on the Eagles this Sunday. I have Philly news. We have Philly news. Big Dom's legend grows. Ooh. Next on The Fan.